Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down into a pit of stress or frustration. Ever notice how those big emotions can take over and completely derail your day? Well, today we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful: emotional regulation. We're talking about becoming the captain of your own emotional ship, steering clear of stormy seas and navigating life with grace and resilience. It's not about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them effectively, and ultimately using them to fuel your growth and success. Trust me, mastering emotional regulation is like unlocking a superpower, one that will transform the way you approach challenges, build relationships, and experience joy in everyday moments. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you on this journey. First up, awareness is everything. Think of it like tuning into a radio station. Before you can change the song, you need to know what's playing, right? Similarly, pay attention to your emotions throughout the day. What triggers them? How do they manifest physically and mentally? The more aware you become of your emotional landscape, the better equipped you'll be to navigate it effectively. Next, we gotta talk about acceptance. It's not about agreeing with every feeling that pops up, it's about acknowledging their existence without judgment. Ever had a day where you just felt off? Maybe irritable, anxious, or simply drained? That's okay. Recognize those feelings for what they are: temporary states that don't define you. Accepting them allows you to move through them with less resistance and greater ease. Now, let's get into the action-packed stuff. Emotional regulation strategies. There are tons of techniques out there, but some powerful ones include deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, and journaling. Deep breaths can calm your nervous system, meditation helps ground you in the present moment, and writing down your thoughts and feelings can provide clarity and release. Experiment with different methods to find what works best for you. Remember those triggers we talked about earlier? Well, identifying them is like having a secret weapon. Once you know what sets off those emotional responses, you can start developing coping mechanisms. Maybe it's taking a break from social media when you feel overwhelmed, or practicing assertive communication when someone pushes your buttons. You have the power to shape your reactions and create healthier responses. Finally, let's not forget about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember that emotional regulation is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of success, and times when you stumble. That's perfectly normal. Celebrate your progress, learn from your setbacks, and keep practicing with patience and understanding. You know that feeling when you walk into a room full of people and suddenly your heart starts racing? You feel that tightness in your chest, maybe even a bit of dizziness. Ever been there? I totally get it. One time, I had to give a presentation at a conference, a huge one with hundreds of attendees. My palms were sweating, my knees felt like jelly, and I could practically hear my brain screaming, "Run." But instead of letting those feelings take over, I remembered what we talked about. Deep breaths, focus on the present moment, and reminding myself that everyone feels nervous sometimes. So, I took a few deep breaths, focus on connecting with the audience, and you know what? I rocked it. The point is, even when faced with nerve-wracking situations, you can choose how to respond. By practicing emotional regulation techniques, you can transform those moments of anxiety into opportunities for growth and success. So, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you master emotional regulation. Awareness, acceptance strategies, identifying triggers, and self-compassion. Remember, this isn't about becoming a robot with zero emotions. It's about navigating your feelings with intention and grace. You're capable of handling whatever life throws your way, one deep breath at a time. Now go out there and start practicing. Share your thoughts, experiences, and questions on social media using #HowToBeStoic. I want to hear from you. Let's build this community of strength, wisdom, and courage together. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep embracing the journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.